Bhagwan, can you say something about doubt and negativity? What is the difference?
The difference between doubt and negativity is great. Apparently, they look alike. On the surface, they have the same color, but deep down, the difference is unbridgeable. First, doubt is not negativity. It is neither positivity. It is an open mind, without any prejudice. It is an inquiring approach. Doubt is not saying anything. It is simply raising a question. That question is to know, to find what is the truth. Doubt is a pilgrimage. It is one of the most sacred values of human beings. Doubt does not mean no. It simply says, I do not know. And I am prepared to know. I am ready to go as far as possible. But unless I come to know myself, how I can say yes? Negativity has already said no. It is not inquiry. It has come to a conclusion. The same way somebody has come to the conclusion to say yes. One man said God is. His statement is positive. The other says there is no God. His statement is negative. But they both are sailing in the same boat. They are not different people. They have not inquired. Neither the theist has doubted, nor the atheist has doubted. Both have accepted borrowed knowledge. Doubt says that I would like to know myself. And unless I know myself, it is not knowledge. Only my experience is going to be decisive. He is not arrogant. He is not denying anything. He is just open for inquiry. Doubt is not disbelief. That's how religions have been confusing people. They confuse doubt with disbelief. In fact, disbelief and belief are exactly the same. Both accept knowledge from others, from books, from masters. And remember, anything that you do not know, yet you have started believing in it or disbelieving in it, you have missed a great opportunity of inquiry. You have closed the doors already by yes or by no. You have not traveled. It is easier to say yes. It is easier to say no. Because you have nothing to do. But to doubt needs guts. To doubt needs courage. To remain in the state of not knowing. And go on questioning everything. Till the moment you arrive yourself to the reality. When you come to the reality, there is no negativity, no positivity. You simply know. It is your experience. I will not say it positivity, because positivity always have the other pole of negativity. An experience goes beyond both. The whole world of polarities is transcended. That is true wisdom. Doubt is the way to truth. No or yes are not ways. They prevent you. It will look very strange that yes does the same thing as no. In dictionaries there are opposites, but in reality they are not. They look opposite only. But both have not asked the question. Both have not tried to find it out. What is the case? The communist believes exactly as the Catholic. The communist believes that there is no God. You can call it disbelief, but it is his belief. He has not inquired, he has not meditated, he has done nothing to find out that there is no God. The theist says there is God. He has also done nothing. Both have chosen. Without moving an inch towards the truth. That's why a very strange thing happens. The person who is a theist, a believer, can become a disbeliever, an atheist, in a single moment, and vice versa. Doubt is against both. Doubt is a persistence of the individual that he wants to taste, to experience the truth. He is not ready to accept from anybody else. This way or that. There are very, very rare people who doubt. But let me say to you, blessed are those who doubt, because they shall inherit the kingdom of truth. It is arduous to doubt. It is risky. It is dangerous. One is going into the unknown with no preparation, with no prejudice. One is entering into the dark hole, not even believing that there may be the other end of the tunnel. And he will again come out of darkness. There is no belief. He simply takes the challenge. There is only a quest, a question. He becomes himself a question. Doubt is simply a question. And doubt says, I want to know. It has no ideology. It is absolutely pure quest. You have asked, what is the difference between doubt and negativity? Negativity and positivity are both same. Doubt is different from both. It does not make you a theist, it does not make you an atheist. Positivity makes you religious, believer, atheist. Negativity makes you an unbeliever, irreligious, an atheist. Doubt does not make you anything. It simply makes you an inquirer. And that is the dignity of man. I teach you doubt, because I know if you can doubt to the very end, you will realize the truth of your own being and simultaneously the truth of the whole existence. And that will be liberation. That will be freedom. Doubt is neither Christian, nor Hindu, nor American, nor German. Yes, may be Hindu. Yes, may be Mohammedan. Yes, may be Christian. No, may be communist. No, maybe fascist. But doubt is simply a quest, an individual quest. Yes and no both belong to the crowd. Doubt makes you assert your individuality. You start finding your path on your own. You don't accept the maps given by you, by others. I would like my sannyasins neither to be negative nor to be positive, but open, available, with a quest, a question mark, and go on searching. Many times your mind will say it is good to believe, because the journey is arduous and one never knows where he is going, whether he is going to find anything or not. But don't listen to the mind. Mind has created all these yes philosophies, no philosophies. Doubt has never created any philosophy. Doubt has created science. And doubt is going to create religion. They are exactly the same. The same application of doubt into different fields. about objects, the outside world that spreads to millions of stars, doubt has given tremendous insight just within 300 years. Another world you are carrying within yourself, which is in no way smaller than the world you see outside. Perhaps it is bigger. Why I say that perhaps it is bigger? I am putting the word perhaps so that you should not believe. I know it is bigger. For the simple reason, because you know the stars, you know the sun, you know the moon, but the moon does not know you. The sun does not know you. The stars are great. The universe is vast. But you are the only knower. You have something more than the whole universe. That's why I say, inside you are carrying something bigger than the universe, more than the universe. Just inquire. One of the most beautiful men of this century was Maharishi Raman. He was a simple man, uneducated. But he did not accept the ideology, the religion in which he was born. When he was only 17 years of age, he left the home in search of truth. He meditated for many years in the hills of Arunachal in South India. And finally, realized himself. After that, his whole teaching consisted only of three words. Because those three words have revealed him the whole mystery of existence. His philosophy is the shortest. What are those three words? Whoever came to him, because as he became slowly known, people started coming to him from all over the world. And his whole teaching was that sit silently and ask only one question, who am I? And go on asking that question one day. The question will disappear. And only you will be there. That is the answer. Not that you will find an answer written somewhere. You will find yourself. You just go on digging with this question. This question is like digging. But do you see the question? It is a doubt. Who am I? It does not accept the spiritualist who says you are a soul. It does not accept the materialist who says there is nobody, don't waste time, eat, drink and be merry. He doubts. Those three words are followed by a question mark. Who am I? And he said, this is enough. If you can go on and on and on patiently, one day the question suddenly disappears. And what is left is your reality. That is the answer. And the moment you know yourself, you have known everything that is worth knowing.